In the first piece, I'm not sure if he was saying this, but it sounded like he was describing a situation in Thailand where there's nobody that had any noble attainments. But was that fair to read, or is that?
No, it's a fair. Yeah, it's a fair assumption. The communications weren't all that great, so that. But in terms of readily accessible, didn't seem to be anybody around.
You mentioned that book, Chalkunupali. It starts off with the question and answer period. Someone's asking him questions and says, "You know, do you follow the school of enlightenment? Isn't possible anymore? It's closed off, or the enlightenment is possible, or it doesn't matter. Just practice." And he says, "Yeah, I'm going to follow all three." If you take the first view, well, at least the teachings are here, so you better practice, because then, future you might know there's a real Buddha. The second school is, well, okay, it's available, so I better take advantage of it. And the third one is, obviously, it's better to practice than not to practice.
Right,
yeah. Follow all three.
Yeah.
Yeah, since I sort of speculated in the biography that just forest monks, rose and passed, and maybe there was a charismatic leader, and just there wasn't much knowledge about whether these actually people existed or not. But it was possible that there were generations of monks, and then they die out, but they were unknown, they weren't heard of.
Oh, sure, yeah, but. Not within the easily accessible, and certainly there's rise and fall of the popularity or interest in the practice, but certainly in Thailand early days, prior to radio and television, very difficult to know what was going on in many places, although certainly Prince Mongkut would have had more resources than most. But he was a serious, in terms of a personality type, he was a serious doubter. I think he, I can't remember how many ordinations he took.
Seven?
Yeah.
Seven reordinations.
Seven ordinations, because he started to worry about the purity of the ordination, trying to